We know that they are lying. They know that they are lying. They even know that we know that they are lying. We also know that they know we know they are lying too. They of course know that we certainly know we know they are lying too as well. But they are still lying. In our country, the lie has become not just moral category, but the pillar industry of this country. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about the incredible psychop to which the British people were subject over the last few days as the riots abated, as the protests over the murder of three little girls by a Rwandan, of ethnic Rwandan, born in Cardiff, abated. The psychop to which they were subject, a psychop which was so blatant, a psychop which was so obvious that nobody with a modicum of intelligence could possibly have been fooled by it, but yet they went ahead and did it anyway, even though they knew they were lying, even though they knew we knew they were lying, simply to make themselves feel better, and simply in the vain hope that people, well, I believe the incorrect hope, that the British people would be stupid enough to fall for it. But before I do that, could you please, please, please subscribe? It really helps me do that. Could you subscribe here on YouTube? And also, could you subscribe on my Substack, thejollyheretic.com, where if you like what I do, you can support me for as little as the price of a pint of beer a month, and where there's interviews with all kinds of fascinating people, where there's movies, where there's all kinds of stuff that's too avant-garde to put on YouTube. It really, really helps me. So could you please subscribe there? Right, back to the video. So, towards the end of regimes, and this was clearly true with communism, and I was, of course, quoting that famous quote from Solzhenitsyn there about communist Russia. Towards the end of regimes, people realise that the system doesn't work. They realise that the, as it were, the moral system, whatever you want to call it, the economic system, the fundamental ideology of the system does not work. And the people that are in charge realise that it does not work. It is understood that it does not work. In the case of communism, it was understood that everybody was poor, there were food shortages, this simply wasn't working, and it wasn't the case in the West. The West was doing much better than communist countries. And so the only way that they could hold communism together was by, not just by repression and dictatorship and by restricting information from abroad and by all kinds of other techniques like that, but just by lying, constantly lying, filling the airwaves with propaganda and with psychops and so forth, and just hoping that people would accept it. But deep down, it was just desperation. It was just waiting for the end to come. Deep down, they knew that nobody, everyone knew it was a lie. They knew they were lying. Everyone knew they were lying. They knew they were believed to be lying. And it was really just a desperate attempt to keep hold of power, to tread water before the inevitable collapse, because everybody knew that the system wasn't working in the case of communism. Everybody now knows that multiculturalism doesn't work. In the 1990s, we would talk about it in this naive way, oh, our great strength is our multicultural and all that, but everybody now understands that it doesn't work, apart from those that are heavily financially or socially or morally, in the sense that it gives them a sense of moral superiority, that they are, that whatever the current morality is, they are uber that, so they can feel better about themselves because they're mentally unstable and have dark thoughts that they need to confront and deal with somehow. But otherwise, everybody understands that it doesn't work. It results in splintered communities. It results in low social trust. It results in a shortage of housing. It results in prices going up. And it results ultimately in inter-ethnic conflict, most obviously manifested in bombings, such as in 2005 in London, such as in the Manchester Arena bombing, such as in the fighting at Manchester Airport recently, such as in rioting in Leeds, and of course, such as the second generation Rwandan immigrant 17-year-old walking into a holiday club and killing three innocent white girls. So everybody knows that it doesn't work. And so, and but it can't be allowed to fail. It can't be allowed to fail because there are so many people who, particularly from the Blair regime onwards, are invested in it not failing. Their power is based around their place in a hierarchy of morality wherein they are the most moral in relation to this system. And you are judged in an ideological system, not by your ability, not by how good you are at your job, but by how obedient and by how fervent you are with regard to the ideology. And this is why Stalin put in communist commissars into the army, and they could overrule trained generals with disastrous military consequences. This is why diversity, equity, and inclusion means that favoured classes of the system are overpromoted, resulting in ridiculous, absurd things happening, such as the person in charge of Harvard losing control of it and saying it's okay to be anti-Semitic, or whatever it happens to be. So they know that they are heavily invested in it, and indeed the white people that are behind DEI ultimately are heavily invested in it because their status is based around the extent to which they hold to and are fervent in that morality. If that morality, if that system collapses, they are out, and not only are they out, they may well be severely punished by what replaces it. That vengeance tends to occur. Certainly in the case of East Germany, the people that were senior in that system were removed from all positions of power after the collapse of East Germany, and they will, of course, therefore fear any such collapse, and they will keep it going for as long as possible. And they will do that by any means necessary, and this includes psychologically manipulating the population. The problem is that with social media and so forth, they can't keep out the information. They can't keep out alternative perspectives. And so therefore, psychologically manipulating the population doesn't really work. Now, the first way that they have attempted to psychologically manipulate the population is to simply lie about the nature of the law in order to discourage people from dissenting. So you have the director of public prosecutions say, or other people implying that you can be prosecuted for spreading misinformation in English law. That is not true. You cannot be prosecuted for spreading misinformation. You can be prosecuted for spreading misinformation if you deliberately spread false information, knowing that it is false and understanding that it is likely to cause physical or psychological damage to other people. That is it. You must know it is false, and you must understand the material damage that it is likely to cause others. That is the law. It is not the law that you can retweet something thinking it is true, and thus be prosecuted. So that's the first tactic they're trying to do. They're trying to stop people from retweeting, from spreading information by telling them they could be prosecuted for doing so by completely misrepresenting the nature of the law. Now, it is true that in a corrupt society, and when you have an ideologically fervent society, you have a corrupt society. You have a society in which the people that are part of the ruling class or who are clients of the ruling class are treated differently from everybody else. And this is very important. So in a legally uncorrupt system, then if you're going to say that you should be prosecuted for spreading information which turns out to be inaccurate about the killer of those children being a Muslim, and it's inaccurate, and you spread that, you should be prosecuted for that, then obviously Nick Lowles of Hope Not Hate, who stated that a white person had thrown acid at some Asians in some northern town, and that was not true, and the police stated very quickly that was not true, he should be prosecuted. But of course, that wouldn't occur because he is a client of the ruling class who is employed to intimidate dissenters against the left-wing ruling class into silence. So he's get away with it. He's fine. But if a person did it in regard to information the ruling class wants suppressed, then, of course, they could be prosecuted in a corrupt system. But nevertheless, assuming it is not a corrupt system, there is no law against that. And the second thing they've done, which is even more significant, I mean, it's an unbelievable psychop. I can't really believe that they thought we were so stupid to accept it. But is to make out, is to lie, is to assert that there are going to be basically riots in 30 different places around the country, to rev up this idea that there's going to be this massive night of far-right rioting, to state all of the different places where it is going to be.
Are you ready for the future of the West?